This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
An investigation is underway following a fatal accident involving a pedestrian. The Colorado Springs Fire Department confirmed crews responded to the 6900 block of North Academy Boulevard between Woodman and York just before 8:20. According to Colorado Springs Fire Department, the accident involved a vehicle and a pedestrian. The pedestrian involved died. That investigation continues. And the number of cars stolen in Pueblo has dropped dramatically this year. A new state law may be behind it. 14% of all crimes in Pueblo last year were car thefts. And Colorado police warned that without changes in the state law, it could get worse. Now, with a new law making the punishment of stealing a car much harsher, car thieves are only making up about thefts are only making up about 1% of all those crimes. In July, a new law went into effect, making a felony to steal a car of any value. Until last month, it was only a misdemeanor to steal a car valued at less than $2,000. Sergeant Frank Ortega with the Pueblo Police Department says that they've never seen a two-month period with car theft rates this low, a promising snapshot for the department and for people of lower incomes who are being targeted for owning a vehicle where the crime's impact didn't match the consequence.
When you stole their car, it was a misdemeanor, but their stolen car was a greater impact to them because at times that was the only car that they had, and that was what they used to go to work, take kids to school, other essential activities.
Pueblo police believe this has prompted auto thieves to think twice before committing new crimes. Some upgrades are coming to the Pueblo Memorial Airport thanks to a nearly $10 million grant. Greg Pordoza, who is the director of aviation at the airport, says it's part of the airport's improvement program meant to keep airports around the country in working condition.
Specifically, this grant is going to mill and overlay our primary runway, all of about 2 miles long of asphalt, 150 foot wide. It's going to give it a fresh face and new paint, including light fixtures and infrastructure for the lighting system.
The grant money comes from the Federal Aviation Administration and CDOT. Pedoza says CDOT does what's called pavement condition monitoring and then reports back to the FAA, who then determines Pueblo's airport is in need of the pavement rehabilitation. The FAA is providing 95% of that funding. And two Colorado Springs nonprofit groups will be teaming up to help local veterans tomorrow. KRDO News Radio's Bryn Carman has the story.
Cairnshire Food Bank and the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center will be giving away 400 boxes of food as part of the annual Patriot Day Give Back event. The two organizations have partnered for the event for the last 8 years as a way to help improve the lives of those who have served in the military. The event will be held outside the Veterans Service Center tomorrow between 9 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. Bryn Carman, KRDO News Radio.
And elected leaders in Colorado are blasting the IRS over a proposed to tax a refund that's been handed out by the state for several decades. The IRS says it may begin forcing filers who itemize their deductions to pay taxes on any state tax refunds they receive. The decision could affect Coloradans who receive refunds from the state under the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights.
Another hot day across southern Colorado, temperatures surging to the low and mid-90s, Pueblo 99 degrees, plenty of sunshine, dry conditions, high pressure remains across the region. This gives us a consistent pattern through Saturday, very limited rain chances, mainly confined west of I-25, temperatures 5 to 10 degrees above average. From the Storm Trekker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.